been counting the days, the hours, the fucking minutes. Daddy and I haven't had a second alone in weeks. Not with Mom hovering around like she's got some sixth sense. I swear, it's like she knows something's up, but she doesn't. Not really. She can't. I've gotten good at hiding it. The way my eyes linger on him when he's mowing the lawn, shirt sticking to his back, and how I bite my lip when he calls me kiddo in that low, rough voice of his. Martin. My Martin. My daddy. 39 years of pure, quiet strength. And I'm the only one who gets to see the fire underneath. Me, his 14-year-old daughter. I'm sprawled on the couch, baseball cap pulled low over my eyes, twirling a strand of strawberry blonde hair around my finger. My ponytail's a mess. I've been tugging at it all morning, restless. Mom's been packing for her trip all week, yammering on about Aunt Lisa's wedding out of state. A whole week away. 7 whole days. When she dropped that bombshell last Monday, I swear my heart slammed into my ribs so hard, I thought I'd crack something. Daddy didn't even look at me when she said it. Just kept his head down, sipping his coffee. But I saw the muscle in his jaw twitch. He felt it too. We both did. Now it's here. The day. Mom's cab is idling outside, and she's fussing with her suitcase, yelling at me to be good, and at Daddy to make sure she eats something green. I roll my eyes under the brim of my cap, muttering a half-assed, "Yeah, sure," as I kick my sneakers against the coffee table. The second that cab door slams shut, I'm holding my breath. I can hear the engine rumble, the tires crunching gravel, and then silence. She's gone. I don't even get a chance to move before Daddy's there. 1 second he's by the window, peering through the blinds, and next he's on me, hands rough and urgent, pulling me up from the couch like I weigh nothing. My cap hits the floor, ponytail swinging loose, and I'm laughing, wild, breathless, because we've been starving for this. His mouth crashes into mine, all heat and need, and I'm clawing at his shirt, fingers digging into the hard lines of his shoulders. He tastes like coffee and something darker, something that's just him, and I can't get enough. Alex, he growls against my lips, and it's not kiddo anymore. It's my name, raw and real. Like a promise. My green eyes lock on his and I see it. The same hunger I've been choking on for weeks. Mom's cab is barely down the street and we're already tearing at each other. The house so quiet you can hear our breathing, ragged and loud. My hands slide down his chest, tugging at his belt, and he's kissing me harder than I've ever seen him kiss Mom. It's frantic, messy, perfect. 7 days stretch out in front of us, and I'm not wasting a single second. I lean back a bit so he can unsnap my overalls and tug them down my body. I'm not some curvy big titty bimbo like half the girls at school, but I'm no pencil thin cheerleader either. My ass is a nice size, rounder than most girls my age, honestly, and I love how it fills out my jeans. My tits, though, barely an A cup. I wish they were bigger, but Daddy calls them my peaches. Says they're just the right size, like the fruit. His words always make me feel warm, feel wanted. I miss you so bad, Alex. He groans, helping me peel off my t-shirt, a comfy one I love. With a baseball and bat style like a skull and crossbones. I'm down to my bra and panties now, and I catch that feral glint in his eyes. I've got two sets of underwear. The boring ones Mom knows about, and the ones Daddy buys me, hidden in a metal box under my bed, locked tight with a combination. That stash is all thongs, G-strings, lacy bras. Sexy, cute stuff he picks out just for me. Today, I'm wearing his favorite. A pink lacy bra with matching panties. A little ribbon tied at the front. Too girly for me? Nah, I love how pretty they make me feel. How they make him look at me. Fuck, he growls, hands gripping my hips like he can't wait another second. That was definitely my best purchase ever. I wore them just for you, Daddy. I purr, pitching my voice low and sultry, trying to sound grown up, irresistible. And I appreciate it, kiddo, he murmurs, leaning in close, his breath hot against my ear. But they're not staying on for much longer. That's the plan, I smirk, tucking his shirt over his head, then fumbling with his pants until they hit the floor. He's down to his boxers. The bulge straining against the fabric, a damp spot of pre-cum blooming at the tip, a dirty, delicious promise. I bite my lip, heat pooling low in my belly. Are we doing it here, or our bedroom? He says, his hand clasping mine. It takes me a second to catch his meaning, and then it hits me. He means the bed he shares with Mom. He's calling it ours. Like I'm the one who belongs there. Like I'm his wife. My cheeks flush. A rare thing for me. And I see the way it lights him up. His eyes darkening with want. Come on, beautiful. Let's go. I'm not picky about where Daddy and I have sex, honestly. We've done it in the living room. His room. Well, our room now. My room. Even once on the kitchen table. But this time feels different. I can't quite pin it down. But the air's thicker. Heavier. In a good way. Like it's our first time all over again, even though we've been at this for over a year. Maybe it's the freedom. A whole week to be us. No more rust quickies in my room when Mom's asleep, or hurried blowjobs upstairs while he's helping with my homework. I jump backward onto the bed once we're in the room, giggling as the mattress springs bounce me up. It's massive. A king compared to my little twin. He crawls over me, kissing me deep and hard, like he's been locked up for years and I'm his first taste of freedom. I'm not one for wasting time, so I slide my panties off myself, not waiting for him. He loves tugging them down with his teeth, but I'm just a little too impatient today. Aw, that's my favorite part. He teases, brushing his thumb over my nose with a grin. I can't wait, Daddy. I say, my voice coming out whiny and needy despite myself. I can't wait, Daddy. I say, my voice coming out whiny and needy despite myself. I can't help it. The most we've managed lately was a handjob while Mom was out in the backyard gardening. We were upstairs, but it ended too fast when she came in with a cut on her hand from the spade, leaving Daddy hard and unsatisfied and me aching for more. But not now, though. No interruptions. I let him take my bra off, this one unzipping from the front so he doesn't have to fumble behind me. He yanks it free and tosses it to the floor, his rough carpenter's hands cupping my peaches, squeezing and teasing them. I don't mind the calluses scraping my skin. I like it, actually. It's so him, rough and manly. No fair. I'm the only one naked. I pout playfully, flicking his nose. He smirks, devilish and hot, then leans back to shed his boxers. His cock springs free, and I can't help but stare. I've never measured it. Don't need to. It's big, thick, and fits me perfectly. Mouth and pussy alike. We've talked about trying my ass, but I'm still just a little too nervous for that. God, I missed seeing it. I gasp, reaching out to trace my fingers along its length. The skin soft over that steel hardness, and it switches under my touch, pulling a soft sigh from Daddy. Looks like he missed me too. Alex, you know I'd love those pretty lips wrapped around it, he says, his hand sliding up to roll my nipples between his fingers, drawing a sharp, surprised gasp from me. But we've got all week. I can't wait that long. I need to be inside you, kiddo. You promised we'd do doggy style again. I say, crossing my arms over my chest with a playful huff. We tried it once and oh my god, it was magic. Mom was out on a bachelorette party for a coworker, leaving us all alone. We did it on my bed, and he got so deep, hitting every spot just right. I came so hard, I saw stars, and feeling his warmth spill inside me was so intoxicating. We don't use condoms anymore. One of Daddy's buddies, a doctor and the only guy he trusts with our little secret, got me on birth control. He faked a report about painful periods to cover it. Perfect. I did say that, didn't I? He muses, stroking his chin like he's thinking it over. Well, a promise made is a promise kept. Hands and knees sexy. In a flash, I'm on all fours, crawling into position with my back and butt facing away from the headboard. I pick the spot on purpose. Mom keeps a full-body mirror in the corner, and I know Daddy loves watching us in the reflection. The bed springs creak as he climbs up behind me on his knees, and soon I feel his large, rough, wonderful hands on my hips. He doesn't slide in right away. Instead, his hands roam over my ass, hips, and back, touching me like I'm a masterpiece he's sculpting. I feel so loved, so cherished. That's what people who judge us would never understand. This isn't just some kinky fling. We really, really love each other. You shaved, he moans, voice thick with approval. Daddy's funny about body hair, which is ironic for a burly carpenter like him. He shaves his chest, arms, and face daily, keeping everything smooth as glass. Not his pubes, though. I insisted he kept those. Just trimmed. Nothing's worse than going down on him and getting a face full of messy, weary bristles tickling my nose, making me want to sneeze. I try to keep up myself, but I slack off sometimes. Not today, though. I knew it'd be special. So this morning, in the shower, I shaved everything from the neck down, leaving myself completely hairless. Just the way Daddy likes it. Well, yeah, I say, giving my butt a cute little wiggle. I'm only getting laid by the handsomest guy in the world. Why wouldn't I? God, I love you, Alexis, he says, my full name dripping from his lips like honey, sweet and warm. He lands a playful slap on my ass and I groan, savoring the sting. Then I feel his cock press against my lips, nudging slow but firm. It's magical, like reuniting with a lost piece of myself. As his girth slips between my wet folds, I feel full, whole, at peace, like my soul's complete again. I groan loud, relishing the freedom to let it out. No need to muffle myself or bury my face in the pillow. Daddy teases about getting me all ball gag, since I'm a high-pitched squealer, claiming it's a joke, but I'm pretty sure he loves the thought. I miss this. I missed you. I whimper, happy tears pricking my eyes. He's buried to the hilt now, but he doesn't stay still for long. His hips start thrusting, pumping that amazing cock in and out of me, steady and deep. Daddy keeps a firm, strong pace, driving into me with a rhythm that makes my whole body hum. His hands grip my hips tight, fingers digging into my skin, anchoring me as he fucks me. Every few thrusts, he lands a playful slap on my ass, the sharp sting blooming into heat. Love watching those cheeks jiggle, he grunts, voice rough and low, and I can hear the grin in it. I'm in bliss, lost in how much I've missed this, how good it feels to not hold back, no sneaking, no silencing myself, I can let it all out, every moan, every shaky breath, every bit of love I've got for him spilling free. I glance over at the mirror and it steals my breath. Daddy looks so strong, so confident. His barrel chest puffed out, muscles flexing as he thrusts harder and deeper. I'm not petite, tall for my age, lanky in my own way, but next to him, I look like a doll, caught in his grip, moving with his rhythm. The sight of us together, him towering over me, sends a shiver down my spine, straight to where we're joined. God, you're beautiful, he says, his voice cutting through the haze, warm and sure. One hand slides from my hip, reaching up to grab my ponytail. He tugs it, pulling my head back. Not so hard that it hurts, but not like my hair is going to rip out. But just enough to feel the tension, to keep my head up, my eyes locked on the mirror. It's new, this move, and I love it. A surprised yelp slips out. Melting into a moan as the angle shifts, letting him hit even deeper. Yes, Daddy! I gasp, voice trembling with how good it feels. The pull of my ponytail feel the slap of his hips against me. The way he's watching me in the reflection. It's overwhelming. It's perfect. I can feel his need for me in every powerful thrust. His hips crushing against my ass. His erection pounding in and out of me with a loving force that sets my skin shivering. With my head tucked back, I can only catch the mirror from the corner of my eye. It's still so magical. Sweat beads on his skin, glistening as he rocks his hips, giving me everything he's got. I feel it deep in my core, hot and wet. Each thrust is making my body sing as the man I love fucks me like he owns me, like I'm his entirely. Love you so much, Daddy! I cry, pushing my hips and his ass back to meet him, desperate to match his rhythm. His answer's wordless, pure animal. A sharp slap lands on my ass, harder this time, the sting biting deeper, lingering longer, while his grip stays firm on my ponytail. I close my eyes, letting it all flood in. His grunts, rolling, guttural, the wet slap of his body against mine, the bed squeaking beneath us, the thick scent of our sweat, my arousal, his pre-cum mixing in the air, the faint taste of his lips still on mine from earlier, and that reflection in the mirror, every inch and curve of our naked bodies laid bare. I surrender to it, my voice rising higher and louder, without me even noticing, moans climbing as I let myself go. Daddy! Oh, Daddy! Yes, please, oh God! I'm so close! I'm so close! Daddy, please! His feral growl shifts into something wilder, unleashed. He yanks my ponytail harder, hitting that sweet spot where it hurts like hell, but not enough to cross into real discomfort. The pain spiking the pleasure like hot sauce on a meal. My mind blanks in a moaning, muttering mess, drowning in a sea of bliss as his throbbing rock-hard cock jackhammers into me. If I thought I saw stars before, this is a whole galaxy. My vision explodes into shimmering bursts of light as my orgasm wrecks me. My pussy clamps down tight around him, pulsing and gripping like it's begging for him to stay forever. Daddy's thrusts turn frantic, his grip on my ponytail tightening as his lips slam against me with a wild, desperate edge. I'm still trembling from my own climax, my pussy clenching around him. When I feel it, the shift in his rhythm, the way his breath catches, sharp and ragged. His grunts deepen, almost growling, and I know he's right there. He's teetering on the edge. My body's buzzing, hypersensitive, every nerve lit up as I wait for him to let go. And then it happens. He buries him so deep. One last powerful thrust. I feel his cock twitch hard inside me. Alex, he groans. My name, a broken, beautiful sound as he comes undone. The first hot spurt of his cum floods me. Warm and thick, splashing against my walls. It's like liquid fire spreading through me, and I gasp at how good it feels. All right. Every pulse of his cock sends another wave, each drop sliding deeper, coating me inside. I can feel it all. The twitching, the throbbing, the way he's pulsing his seed into my womb, claiming me in the most primal way. God! Daddy! I whimper, my voice shaky, raw from awe. The warmth keeps building, pooling low in my belly, and I swear I feel every single spurt, every single burst as he empties himself into me. His cock jerks again and again, each twitch stretching out the moment, and I'm lost in it. The heat, the fullness, the way it makes me feel so connected to him. It's overwhelming, intoxicating, like he's marking me as his, and I love it. My body hums with the sensation, still tingling from my own release, and I clench around him instinctively, milking him for every last drop. He's panting now, his chest heaving against my back as he holds himself there, buried to the hilt. The hand on my ponytail loosens, sliding down to rest on my shoulder, while the other stays firm on my hip, keeping me close. I feel his cum settling inside me, warm and heavy, a delicious weight that makes me shiver. So good, I murmur, barely aware I'm speaking. My head still spinning. The mirror catches us one last time. His strong frame glistening with sweat. My body flushed and trembling beneath him. And it's perfect. We're perfect. I collapse onto the bed, my limbs heavy as lead. But I'm barely down before his strong arms scoop me up, pulling me onto his chest. He adjusts me so my head rests right over his heart, my ear pressing to the frantic thumping that beats for me. Only me. His cock slips out, and I feel more of his cum seep from my pussy, warm and slick against my thighs. I send up a silent prayer of thanks for the miracle of birth control keeping us safe. We're both panting, sweaty and blissed out. Our bodies tangled together as we drift down from our orgasmic highs. His rough hand strokes my back, starting at my shoulders, sliding down to my ass where he squeezes my gentle cheeks, then glides back up. It's comforting, sensual, protective, and I just feel so loved, just like a good daddy should. You're an amazing young woman, Alex, he says softly, pressing a kiss to the crown of my head. I didn't hurt you too much with the hair pull, did I? I wouldn't recommend it every time. My pants still catching my breath. But tonight, God, it was hot. He chuckles, low and warm. Then gives my ass a soft little slap with both hands, one on each cheek, just enough to tease without stinging. Glad to hear it, kiddo, he says. I'm drowsy. The post-fuck sleepiness creeping in like it always does. But there's something nagging at me, something I need to say. Daddy, I wanted to ask. If you're still married to Mom, what does that make me? Girlfriend? Wife? Mistress? I crane my head up to meet his eyes. He sighs, heavy and long, his muscles tensing beneath me. We hate sneaking behind Mom's back. But the pull between us, the attraction, the desire, it's too strong to fight. Still, the guilt simmers, a quiet ache under our forbidden love. I love your mother, I do, but I love you more. There, I said it, Alex. I love you more than her. I didn't plan this. Who the hell does? Before our first kiss, I thought it was just physical. I don't hate her for it or think less of her, but the years and gravity have changed her, made her less desirable in my eyes.
So what changed?
About your feelings for me? I ask, curiosity tugging at me. It was the first night we went all the way, when I saw you naked in your bed. So beautiful, pure, gorgeous. My heart felt something I hadn't in years. And since then, it's not just the sex that keeps me drunk on you, kiddo. I love watching you play baseball. How you throw yourself into it, win or lose. The fiercest player out there. I love how you're unapologetically you. Always in jeans and a hoodie. Never too frilly or girly.
Except for the panties, I cut in with a grin.
Except for the panties, he agrees, laughing softly. My point is, he continues, brushing the back of his hand along my cheek.
I love everything about you, clothed or naked. As for what we are, I don't know if there's a label.
Girlfriend feels cheap. Wife doesn't fit while I'm married. Lovers? Soulmates? Our love doesn't squeeze into a neat box with a bow.
That makes sense, I nod, seeing his reasoning. But how long can we keep this up? If Mom ever catches us, it's over for the both of us.
Don't think that hasn't crossed my mind, he sighs. Honestly, I don't know where we're headed or how this ends. For now, I just want to take it one day at a time. To be with the most gorgeous woman I know. We'll worry about tomorrow later.
Let's enjoy today. I love you, Alexis. I love you too, I whisper, my eyes simmering with joyful tears. We kiss. Deep and tender, a profound silent vow of our unbreakable love. He holds me close, his hands stroking my back and ass, and sleep creeps over me. My eyes flutter shut in the warm embrace of the man of my dreams. My love, my daddy.